This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Shocker, I know, coming on the heels of learning about Hunter Biden's emails, but just 8 months after Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter joined the board of Burisma Holdings, U.S. officials in Kyiv developed evidence that the Ukrainian gas company may have paid a $7 million bribe to local prosecutors investigating the firm for corruption, according to interviews and State Department memos. Dun, 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 dun. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Welcome, actually. We talked about this the other day, Hunter Biden's emails. The next, I call it October surprise number four, because there's already been three. Now, the Trump administration didn't have anything to do with this. This was a concerned citizen that knew something about the laptop. I'm glad they didn't turn it over to the FBI, Christopher Wray. Because you know what he would have done with it? He would have destroyed it. He would have bleach bit it. He would have beat the thing with sledgehammers and said, "What laptop? I don't know what they're talking about. Which way did they go? Which way did they go?" Oh, my God. Can you imagine if Comey were still the FBI director? Would we know about this? Speaking of which, all these guys are in serious panic mode, as they should be. Because, see, you don't entrust your future to a crackhead. I'm just saying, you do not entrust your future to somebody who partakes of chemicals, who partakes of prostitutions and girls of ill repute. You do not do this. Hallelujah. Yeah, I don't want to get preachy, but I'm just saying, do you really want a crackhead keeping your secrets? So these guys are in trouble, and so is Barack Obama's State Department, and therefore probably Barack Obama. Look, I think that the reason why Barack Obama hasn't been arrested is because he is a former president and they don't want to embarrass the nation. I think that's because there's plenty of evidence here that these guys have went after Trump. They did the most illegal, illicit things you can do in a democratic republic. And they've gotten away with it up to this point. But they rely too much on a crackhead and a dude who thinks he's a teenager who likes sexting with teenagers. That would be Anthony Weiner. Those emails between those two solid Democrats. Oh, my gosh. I just want you to think for just a second, if either one of those guys were Republicans, flip the script and tell me, America, what would be going on, huh? People listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. com 844-551-8255. It said state officials believe the alleged bribe was paid between May and December of 2014 and got confirmation from one prosecutor. They argued the bribe amounted to gross miscarriage of justice. It undermines months of U.S. assistance to fight corruption in Ukraine, according to memos in the State Department. The concerns were eventually reported to the FBI. This is Comey's FBI, okay? Although it's not clear whether the allegations were ever investigated more fully, according to current and former U.S. and Ukrainian government officials. Well, let me just go ahead and give you Kevin Jackson's view, okay? Okay? Pay attention. Of course they did not investigate it fully. That's not Comey's job. Comey's job was to run interference to protect Hillary Clinton. And he was even willing to be the fall guy. She's the reason. He's the reason she lost the election. And Comey's going, "I'm the reason she's still out of prison. You better be happy." And you better know he's getting high-fived in the secret handshakes at cocktail parties because they know exactly what he did. The anecdote, buried in five-year-old diplomatic files, provides a fresh illumination of the awkward, uncomfortable conflict of interest state officials perceived as they tried to fight pervasive corruption in Ukraine under Joe Biden's leadership, while the vice president's son collected large payments as a board member for an energy firm, widely viewed as corrupt. People knew this company was corrupt. Joe Biden went over there and he put an umbrella over his son and protected him. He kept the satellite images from being seen on Hunter as he conducted business that, quite frankly, Stevie Wonder, Julio Iglesias, Ray, the dead blind people could see this one coming. Ray Charles is like, rolled over and went, wait, hold up, I know I'm dead, but I see this one. Are you kidding? They knew about this. The State Department was putting up all kinds of flags. They were putting flares in the air. They were sending, you know, missiles and fireworks and explosions all over going, wait a minute, this is not kosher, people. What are we doing here? They said the concerns first came to head in January 2015, the memos show, about 8 months after Hunter Biden was named to Burisma's board, after two major corporate corruption investigations, one in Ukraine and the other in Britain, were opened against the gas firm. George Kent, then a State Department official newly sent to the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv to lead anti-corruption efforts, was concerned the bribery allegations surrounding Prosecutor General Vitaly Yerema were credible enough that he sought a meeting with one of Yerema's deputies to demand action. This was in State Department memos, and they did nothing. Mr. Scandal-Free Baby Black Jesus' administration knew his vice president was running interference for his crackhead son, and he said, you know what, Joe? I'm getting these book deals through these, all this stuff I got going here. And Hillary got her thing. I mean, I'm going to look the other way for a little while. And he let Biden do whatever he wanted to do. Because that's what the deep state swamp rat does. It protects its own. He says his concern was triggered. They're talking about George Kent, State Department guy that was newly sent to be the to the embassy. And kid, he says his concern was triggered when Yerema took action over the Christmas 2014 holidays to undercut both the British and Ukraine investigations of Burisma and its founder, Zlochevsky, and the U.S. Embassy received word a $7 million bribe had changed hands. Again, State Department memos. You think this is going away? This is just heated up at the right time. How opportune. Either Donald Trump is the luckiest dude on the planet, or God has just absolutely got an angel, you know, riding right on his shoulder. Because this was not the Trump administration. This was a dude that had Hunter Biden's laptop and said, oh my goodness, look what I found. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dent.
I asked you guys the other day, who would you rather be? Would you rather be a Republican right now? Or would you rather be a Democrat? Would you rather take what's behind door number one, which you know is Donald Trump? You know how he stands. You know what he's thinking. You may not agree all the time, but you know who he is. You know he's for you. Or would you rather have that other door, door number two? Higher taxes, they told you. They want to screw the economy over. They want to keep it shut down. They want you in masks. They want a whole lot of other things. Welcome back, everybody. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. Democrats in disarray. They're even starting to question each other. They're starting to wonder, why are you starting to ask me tough questions? Why are you not letting me get away with the softball questions that I'm used to? You're going to notice a lot of stuff. The pressure is going to be on Biden, the Democrats in general. So much happening. Do you think it's going to get skipped? Earl, Carl, Paul, whoever. There's a bunch of people that are writing to me, and I'm asking, do you think all this stuff is going to blow over? Do you think it's going to be swept under the rug? Talked about Barack Obama's State Department knowing what was going on with Hunter Biden. You know how corrupt this country had become under the leadership of left, if you want to call it leadership, of leftists? Corrupt to their rotten cores. And that's where we are. And now, the cake is starting to hit the old proverbial fan. Biden is running from the press. The other day, after the story broke about Hunter Biden's emails, Biden closed the press down at 10 a.m. Didn't want to have anything more to say to him. Everybody go. Before, he would send the press home because he was delusional. He's tired. He's still tired. He's still making tons of mistakes. He's still talking like an old man, talking through that. Yeah, he's talking through that stupid mask. We'll get to that in just a second. Yep. Want to avoid the press. Everybody who's for them, I've warned you, every one of you who's for the Democrats, who's for Biden, who believes Barack Obama was the best thing since sliced bread, you're about to get your mind blown. You think David Blaine, what's that comedian, magician? You think David Blaine is something? You think Chris Angel is something? Man, you're about to get the most amazing magic show. We're going to start making leftists disappear. They're going to go to jail. They're going to do the perp walk. They're going to get convened and put in front of grand juries will be convened. They're going to be strutting in front of them. There's a whole host of things that are waiting these people. They have no idea. Signs all over the place. I keep warning you. I tell my conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson show, why would you worry? You're doing it by the book. You've got a guy in there doing it by the book. These are, look, folks, I'm no mystical, magical guru here. There's no yogi here. Nothing mystical, nothing magical. A guy who's just willing to ask questions, to flip things on its heel on the other side.
On the other side.
That's what I'm willing to do. I'm willing to question. What if it were Trump? What if it were Don Jr. we were talking about and not Hunter Biden? Pick one of the Trump kids. Pick whatever Obama's kids did, Joe Biden's sons are doing, any of them. What would they be saying if it was Trump? So, easy questions to ask. And you've been, the reason why I want to always congratulate you, I want you to feel good about who you are, is because you keep saying the right things and doing the right things, and people are looking at you like you're crazy, and you're saying, is it me? Is there something wrong? It's like the woman who's a great woman, and she's with a weak guy, and he won't compliment her. You know, I'll tell you a true story. I have a friend. And certainly won't say his name, but he told me he finally got divorced. And I went, oh, you did? He goes, yeah, man. He goes, you know what did it? I said, no. He goes, he's got this wife. She's really great. Just a lovely lady. And he just couldn't stop seeing other women. So anyway, he goes, well, what, I said to him, well, what did it, what made you finally tell him? He goes, when she started telling me that she thought it was her, that she thought, what am I doing? Is it me feeling so badly that she was screwing up in their relationship? And he goes, I couldn't take it. He goes, I couldn't take it. He goes, I finally just had to say, it is not you, it's me. I'm the jerk. All right? And you have to have a certain level of empathy. There's a lot you have to have, let's face it, to be able to say that to somebody.
somebody that you got kids with and all that. And he finally did. But it was never going to break on his end. I'm telling you, it was never going to break. What broke him was seeing another person feeling bad about what he was doing to him. And you have that gene. I'm telling you, as conservatives, we have that gene. We're like, can't let you feel bad. Democrats will let you, man, they will run all over you. They don't care. They're never going to break. They're never going to fess up or, you know, anything close to that. They want us to feel bad. They want you to feel white guilt. They want you to believe that you're the problem. This is what leftists do. They want you to be the one going, is there more I can do? What more can I do? You're out there working. You pay your taxes. You do things by the book for the most part. You do your best to love them under, you know, unconditionally. And I could go on. They don't care. They're never going to fess up. They're never going to say, you know what? It's not you. And I don't mean it in that, it's not you, it's me, I'm just going to move on, boyfriend, girlfriend stuff. I'm talking about you're in a relationship and it's completely dysfunctional, totally dysfunctional, and they're abusing you. Your hair is never good enough. Your makeup is never good enough. Your food is never tasty enough. You are always being compared to others. There's always something better. And in fact, it's like, look at Lady Liberty. There is nothing better. There is nothing that compares to Lady Liberty. Let me tell you something, conservatives. There is nothing that compares to you. There's not a citizen on the planet that's better than you. Not one. Not when you're a conservative whose DNA was assembled in America and the left wants you to feel like crap. You look at you, you're slaves, you own slaves, you're oppressive, you're this, you're misogynist, you hate the LGBT, whatever. They will never pay you a compliment. They will never let you get your foot underneath you to feel good about yourself because they know that if you do that, you will abandon them with a quickness, as you should.
Jackson Radio Show.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Democratic candidate Joe Biden are hitting the campaign trail today after last night's town halls.
Former Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill tells NBC's Today Show she doesn't think they'll change anyone's minds.
Most people watch the candidate they were supporting. If there were undecided voters that watched both, I think they saw quite a startling contrast.
President Trump was repeatedly interrupted by Savannah Guthrie during his debate. Former Vice President Biden was interrupted a handful of times by ABC's George Stephanopoulos. Retail sales performed a lot better in September than expected. Retail sales jumping 1.9% last month for the biggest rise in 3 months. Sales were up only 0.6% in August. Retail analysts had forecast only a 0.5% gain for September. You're listening to USA Radio News. Next week, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will be introducing the latest coronavirus aid bill. Louisiana Senator John Kennedy urging his fellow lawmakers to give it a fighting chance.
I think we ought to do something about the economic consequences of the coronavirus.
Kennedy urging Democrats to agree to debate the bill and start the amendment process.
I'm willing to consider Democratic amendments to that bill, so let's do it. But it will require my Democratic friends to vote to proceed.
NASCAR driver Kyle Larson says his apology for using the N-word is sincere.
I understand, you know, people who might not know me, you know, if they might not believe it or think I'm just checking the box. And, you know, I feel like I've definitely grown more in these last, you know, 6 months than I have in the 28 years I've been alive.
Larson talking with CBS This Morning for the first time since being fired from his racing team back in April. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
To start off, I'd like to ask you for a definitive and declarative statement without ambiguity or deflection. As the person who speaks for the president, does the president denounce white supremacism and groups that espouse it in all their forms?
This has been answered yesterday by the president himself, the day before by the president himself on the debate stage. The president was asked this. He said, sure, three times. Yesterday, he was point blank asked, do you denounce white supremacy? And he said, I've always denounced any form of that. I can go back and read for you in August 2019, in one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. In August of 2017, racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups. I have an entire list of these quotes that I can go through with you. He has condemned white supremacy more than any president in modern history.
Just to clear it up this morning, can you, naming it, make a declarative statement that you denounce, that the president denounced?
I just did. The president has denounced this. Repeatedly. The president was asked this. You're contriving a storyline and a narrative.
I'm asking you to put
this
to rest.
I just did. I read you all of the quotes. And if you need to see them in writing, I will put them in an email.
So, Haley, this comes to can you right now denounce white supremacy and the group that is found?
The president has denounced white supremacy, the KKK, and hate groups in all forms. He signed a resolution to that effect. The president just last week, perhaps you all weren't covering it, but just last week expressed his desire to see the KKK prosecuted as domestic terrorists. This president had advocated for the death penalty for a white supremacist, the first federal execution in 17 years. His record on this is unmistakable.
As I said earlier, they will not let you live it down. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to this is the Kevin Jackson Show. To drive home this point, and I'm only talking about this just because Kaylee had done such a great job answering John Roberts of Fox News, and it wasn't good enough. These are the people that are supposed to have done their homework, should be fair and balanced, and here's John Roberts badgering the president's press secretary. But just to drive this point home, I'll play this clip again, that the president denouncing white supremacy. All you got to do is do a little bit of research.
He doesn't deny them at a minimum.
I totally disavow the Ku Klux Klan. I totally disavow David Duke.
When you say the party is self-destructing, what do you see as the biggest problem
with the Reform Party right now?
Well, you've got David Duke just joined, a bigot, a racist, a problem. I mean, this is not exactly the people you want in your party.
So are you prepared right now to make a clear and unequivocal statement renouncing the support of all white supremacists?
Of course I am. Of course I am.
Times do I have to reject? I've rejected David Duke, rejected David Duke. I've rejected the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan.
But the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. Racism is evil. And those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans. In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy.
Welcome again, folks. It's the KevinJacksonShow.com. I totally disavow the Ku Klux Klan. I totally disavow multiple times. I totally disavow. What does that clip lead with? Biden saying he doesn't disavow them. He doesn't say it. Liars. And you know what? Donald Trump makes liars out of them the same way we conservatives make liars out of the leftists. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here to get a little dose of sanity. I know what's out there. I know the world. I know what they're telling you. You can forget about what they tell you. It doesn't matter. You can forget about their stupid polls and everything else. Joe Biden will be hiding until the election, until he loses, officially loses. And he's going to get his clock clean. He's going to lose at record levels. If you want to go and think something different, I'm not going to stop you. But if you're listening to this program, I'm going to definitely challenge you, because you're going to be going, he's always so upbeat about it. I'm not upbeat about it. I'm a realist. If I thought Trump was going to lose, I would tell you. The Biden family are a bunch of crooks. The Obama family, a bunch of crooks. The Clinton family, a bunch of crooks. Everybody that was underneath them were protecting every one of them. They are nothing but crooks and scoundrels. They will do anything they can to feather their own nest. If they got to run over you, your grandmother, your whole family, don't believe they care about animals. Don't believe baby seals. They will bludgeon a baby seal to get to their goals. They will bludgeon. They will burn down forests. They will pollute the oceans. There is nothing that will stand in the way of them getting what they want. And I don't think I'm exaggerating it one bit. If they got to cheat to get their kids into college and yours don't, they'll do it. If they got to hit you in the knees to win the Olympics, they'll do it. Or they'll pay somebody to do it. They will do it. It doesn't matter. They will shut your restaurant down using a health inspector. They will put roaches in your soup. Any devious act where they get ahead and you lose because you want to play by the rules, you're done. Don't believe it for a second that they care. The Biden family, they say, is they want you to believe it's a good, upstanding family. Bo Biden was the Attorney General of Delaware. They make it sound like he's such a stand-up guy. This is a guy who had gay man Larry Sinclair. He trumped up charges on him, all because that man said, I had sex with Barack Obama, and they created something to get him arrested. A protection. Comey protecting these people. Eric Holder protecting them. These people would sell us out to the Chinese. They'd sell us out to the Russians. They'd sell us out to Europe. They don't care. They don't care if Mexico invades us. They don't care if every African country sends every person over here. If they get to stay in power, they'll do it. They haven't played it out to the bitter end. They don't understand we could end up like Somalia. They don't care. As long as they're the warlords. The Biden family wanted to cash in a few chips. They hadn't done enough, hadn't made enough yet. Everybody else was getting rich around them. Joe Biden had seen enough. Why is it that everybody around me, I'm VP, I'm number two. Look at Barack. He gets fat book deals. He gets deals with Netflix. Nobody's calling me. You remember the guy that gave up Lance Armstrong? I forget his name. I can see his face. Was it Landis? I think his name was Landis. Lance Armstrong wins 6 or 7 Tour de France's. He's doping, right? But he's lying. I'm not doping. And he'd become so powerful that he could tell people, that guy's a liar, don't believe him. And he did it with what? He used cancer. He used the disease of cancer to build his power base. He had everybody sucking up to him. Every president, Republican, Democrat, they were all, look at what Lance is doing for cancer. What Lance is doing for cancer. The dude who gave himself cancer. Testicular cancer because he was doping. He loses one of his NADs. And then he continues doping, gets back in the race, builds an empire worth hundreds of millions of dollars. The biggest dude on the planet for one of the, just one of the biggest sports figures on the planet. And he brought it on himself. And he ruled with an iron fist. He could tell you who's going to be on a team, who wasn't. He ruled the U.S. Olympic Committee. He ruled the cycling world. Nobody would touch him because he got in so much power. And he got power through a disease that he gave himself. And you know what he did? You know where Lance Armstrong screwed up? He got so caught up in how powerful he was. He got investigations shut down. People that said, he's doping, I know he is. And he got federal investigation shut down. That's how powerful this guy could have people call the president. He could have them call senators and congressmen because he used cancer. And he did it. And what brought him down was a guy named Landis. I believe that was his name. A rider who Lance Armstrong wouldn't put on his team. He was vindictive. The entire time, why are they getting all the goodies and I get nothing? Why is it? And so Landis rides, he wins the Tour de France, he gets to wear the yellow jersey, he's like, woohoo, look at me! And he's not even a week before they go, you tested positive. And then he brought the whole thing tumbling down. You want to know who Landis is in this equation, folks? It's Joe Biden. Joe Biden. Biden wanted to get his, and he didn't know how to do it because he's not that as sophisticated as the Clintons. Well, guess what?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
If you may remember, I got in trouble when we were running against the senator who was a Mormon, the governor, okay?
That would be Mitt Romney, Creepy Joe, Joey Fingers. That would be Mitt Romney. Forgets his name. That's not what I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about the political future of the Democratic Party hinges on the Biden family. Would you want your future to depend on the Bidens? Would you trust your future to the Bidens? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That's the dilemma the Democrats have right now. Because I'm going to tell you, if you give the Democrats a chance to flip, if you said, look, we will give you our position, if you will legitimately tell us where we are in the polls and play straight, we'll flip positions with you. They would flip in a heartbeat. Suddenly, you'd find out Trump is at 57%. They know none of the polls are good. They know that, you know, Trump's going to go down when we flip because they know that they can't keep the lid on these scandals. I mean, they would gladly flip. Barack Obama would quit. He would be so overjoyed because he could stay out of prison. So could most of them. But the problem is, we don't need to flip. Nothing's going to happen. Joe Biden is in trouble. And I told you guys, he is the Landis. I don't know the guy's name. What was it? I think it was Landis. Floyd Landis, right? He raced with Lance Armstrong, was one of the guys that got Armstrong to where he was. He knew the inside scoop. Think of Floyd Landis is Joe Biden. And the Democratic Party is Lance Armstrong. And that's what happened. He knew everything about every piece of dirt going on. You can even go a little further and say Hunter Biden. He's Landis. The Bidens are the Landises for the Democratic Party, who is essentially, what's his face? You know the dude. Lance Armstrong. Hunter knows where the bones are buried. The Bidens are one of the most stupid families on the planet. Here's the reason why I tell you that. Joe Biden, up until about 4 years ago, he got nothing. His Senate career of 40-something years got him absolutely nothing. He didn't get rich. People looked at him as Mr. Magoo. So when he finally starts getting rich, when he gets under Barack Obama's wing, money starts getting thrown at him. And suddenly, you don't have to believe me, folks. Go find his finances from a decade ago, 12, 14 years ago, and look at his finances now. And it isn't because Joe Biden suddenly started doing something great, learned a craft. He got a taste of the good life. And then he looked at, nobody was getting in trouble around him. And he went, you know what? I can dope. I can, you know, do what they call it, where they add more blood to their bodies and all. They had all kinds of ways. Lance Armstrong was one step ahead of the people all along the way. Barack Obama thinks he's one step ahead of everybody. Comey thinks he's one step ahead of everybody. He's going to meet with his drug dealing doctor in parking lots and buses, getting the dope, going back and doing the race, throwing away needles and all kinds of stuff, and he's been getting away with it. He's been using, we care about black people and women and Latinos and the Muslims and all this. And they just like Lance Armstrong, hid behind cancer, and they've been ripping us off. And now things are beginning to happen. The world is becoming acutely aware of what the Democrats are doing, specifically Joe Biden's dealings to help Hunter Biden, the bad son getting deals all over the world. And we had they got indicted in Ukrainian court. They said Hunter Biden got millions of dollars and Joe Biden got at least $900,000 directly to him. Now, do you think some investigative reporter at some point is going to have to address this? This is Joe Biden's Waterloo. Trump didn't need it to beat him, but it's been brewing all along. And you know what? God is revealing this to us because he's like, you know what, conservatives, I'm sick of you guys catching the brunt of this, being made to feel like battered women when you're good people. You are Lady Liberty. There is nobody better than you. You are the epitome of the perfect partner. And that's what America represents. But you know what the leftists do? They tell you, you're too fat, you're too ugly, I don't like the way you talk, I don't like the way you cook. And now we're getting them back. Because you know what we finally realized, America? Conservatives listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com, you said, I'm worth it. I'm good enough. And I'm not going to listen to what you say to me. And if I'm not that good, then why is your best friend checking me out? Yeah! We got some pride in ourselves. And Hunter Biden has gone from being an albatross around his father's political neck to being a Boeing 67. But he's not the only problem that the Biden family has, because they're all benefiting from having Joe as their, big bro or whatever it may be. Another conflict of interest, folks, for Joe Biden. This one's is with his son-in-law, Howard Krine. Informally advising his father-in-law's presidential campaign, mostly over the Chinese Wu flu, a.k.a. the coronavirus, he currently invests in many healthcare companies focused on, you want to guess, coronavirus vaccines and other solutions. Startup Health, Krine's investment firm, began a new coronavirus initiative in March. They focused on manufacturing products to fight the virus. So every time Joe Biden's like, wear your mask, you need to wear your mask, do it for the public, do it for the people. If you do any research, I'm no investigative reporter and I'm not going to start being one, but I'll bet you money, if you go do investigative reporting, you'll find out that Pelosi, Schumer, all of them, all these people that are talking about shutdowns and masks and mandates and lockdowns are all heavily invested in the companies that can solve our invisible problem. They can solve a problem that doesn't exist, and those people are going to get filthy rich. And there are people like Soros pulling the strings saying, look, we can make a cool trillion. You don't have to worry. Just come on down. Nancy Pelosi's now solidly worth tens of thousands of millions of dollars. Maybe, I know at one point she was worth $36 million in 3 years in the worst economic period, and I heard she's worth over $100 million now. She's got all the money she needs for 10 lifetimes, and it's not enough. She's got all the power a person could possibly want in multiple years of being on this earth, and it's not enough. She still plots to be richer and to be more powerful. Anyway, they said the following month, Krine was listed as a member participating in daily phone calls with Biden, briefing him on health policy during the pandemic. At the same time, Startup Health pledged to commit $1 million across 10 health startups focused on COVID-19 in 30 days. It would be so easy to connect these dots. It's insane. Politico reported this. Krine simultaneously advised the campaign and venturing into COVID investing could pose conflict of interest concerns for a Biden administration or simply create the awkward appearance of Krine profiting off his father-in-law's policies. Since the start of the coronavirus outbreak, the federal government has directed tens of billions of dollars in coronavirus medical spending in areas like testing and vaccine research to private firms. It is poised to spend billions more next year and possibly beyond. It is the biggest farce that we've allowed to happen in this country in a long time, folks. And these people are they're picking apart the body politic, ripping it to shreds, and we have to watch. And they want Biden in there so they can keep at it. The left are always looking for the gravy train, and you know what Trump does? He interrupts it. He stops them. That's what we hired him for. He's our employee. You want to know why you protect him? Why? I was watching something on Axios, and they were talking about the enthusiasm for Trump. They can't even measure it. They can't measure it. We finally have an employee who's willing to work. He gets up every morning. We don't have to ring an alarm bell. We don't have to tell him when to leave. He gets in early. He stays late. He doesn't ask for a raise. He doesn't ask for anything. He just asks for the work to do, and he gets it done. Would you want an employee like that? We have one of the best employees we've ever hired. I don't care what business you own. Donald Trump is one of the best employees you've ever hired. And that's why you're loyal to him. I've had employees that will go above and beyond. You know how loyal I am? You can ask them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.